it was a really big cathartic event for people on the left. People in cities are experiencing a lot of shock and confusion over how it could possibly have happened that Donald Trump won the presidency, and this was their moment to kind of come together in a public ritual of mourning and camaraderie. I still see this type of protest as being a very important thing that the left needs to do. They are inclined toward protest, and they get a lot of value and meaning out of it in a way that conservatives don't. And they had to take 8 years off of protesting. I mean, I've lived in D.C. for a long time. We had nothing but protests during the entire George W. Bush administration, the anti-war movement, the anti-globalization movement. Everything just went deep underground for 8 years. And the Women's March, also the last time it was held, these are always just funded by large pro-abortion groups, and the last time they did one was during the George W. Bush administration as well. So this is something you should always expect and get used to whenever a Republican is in office.